because of what you apply here, right? That, it's not an engineer.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's not his.
As far as, lot area, lot width, lot depth, you're not really gonna get the single family requirements for R3 should apply to this building, correct?
He said he's an engineer.
He's not arguing anything.
He's not arguing anything.
Yeah, he's not presenting an evidence on that issue.
Correct.
Fair.
And the board's already taken note of what the deficiencies are.
All right, we talked about some of the, environmental impact on runoff from the building that you're, that you expect. Is there a environmental impact statement prepared by anybody who's private in DC?
There's no such statement required for single family lot.
Well, he can ask the question, the answer is no.
It's the multifamily building council, so I'm asking questions about the waiver that's actually requested by your client for the waiver from the environmental impact statement. And you've seen an environmental impact statement for this proposal?
No, I have not.
So, as far as the testimony you gave about, what you, you know, what you expect from the design of this building and full of water, you haven't seen any environmental impact statement to confirm that, explain what the results or the impact likely to be, from this.
The testimony I gave, was that the design that we proposed mitigates roof runoff by providing a number of recharge.
Can you present it?
Wait, let him just finish, okay, let me answer.
And from an environmental standpoint, or from a site benefit, we didn't observe any other adjacent lots of any recharge system. The recharge system designed for other purposes to minimize all site stormwater runoff and allow runoff from the roof to percolate into the sump. So, although I haven't seen environmental impact statement, the design that we provided, I think, minimizes the volume of runoff on the proposed development that allows recharge into the surrounding soil.
You have presented, or you haven't seen, and you're not aware of that it indicates or measures from any quantitative perspective, what your best likely to prepare?
Well, he testified that his design is an underground detention slash recharge system that's gonna accommodate the east runoff. They changed the grade, they've done all that. If your question is, I think to Mr. Grant, just to make it quicker, I think, do you have any numbers as to what the actual, runoff will be? What would be the increased runoff that would flow from the design of from the building, the lot coverage? And how much runoff is there going to be, that goes off-site as opposed to recharged on-site?
We haven't provided those numbers. We designed a recharge system to accommodate from the roof runoff, but we certainly can provide those numbers.
Okay. And that's part of my question. You don't actually have that data.
We can provide it. It's a standard, coefficient data that we provide for the development. It's not site-specific, standard data that you provide for grass versus buildings. So as far as volume, depending on the storm, we can provide that to buildings. It wasn't requested, right? We certainly can provide it for.
I'm just right. Hang on. So, Mr. Grant, you said you'll provide the volume slash runoff data to the board engineer.
We can provide it.
Okay.
That's requested. You're aware that there'll be flow effect of water flow for the floods that come through this area. My understanding from the architect here, this is a flood zone. The building is compliant with flood regulations.
Okay. And my question is, as far as your testimony, you're not aware of, you're aware that it will affect the flood, right? Because there's nothing there right now. There's a building there. You said the 6 foot fence.
Yeah, but if buildings are designed with the code, the current code, which allows water to flow through the building, not around the building, as previous codes allow it. I can tell it was designed in conformance with FEMA flood studies, which is what the basis of the flood maps. The flood maps are based on FEMA flood studies. Based on those studies, they created building codes, which said, hey, listen, you know what, henceforth, the building within a flood zone, you have to allow water to go into the building and essentially flood the building so that you don't create any return that was a bathtub effect and increase the flood levels around.
Okay. I guess my question was, you're aware of this the structure that you're proposing is going to affect the flood flow in this area.
No, what he just answered is the building is designed to allow the flood flow through the building, not around it, so it will not create a bathtub effect. That's his testimony.
I'm asking about, will this building that you're proposing affect flood flow or not?
He just said no. He said it's going to flood through.
So clear, the witness's testimony is that this building, the structure people include a 6-foot fence around the property will not affect flood.
That's my testimony. The building is designed to show the local common building code, which reflects flood studies. That's the testimony. Okay. So reflects common flood studies, which is adopted by the existing building code.
All right, so can you answer yes or no?
It's not a yes or no answer.
You can't answer yes or no, but the structure is going to affect flood.
The building is in conformance with county building codes, right, which reflect flood studies.
My question is, will this building, the structure you're proposing, affect flood flow? Yes or no? You can answer yes or no?
It's a yes or no.
You can't answer yes or no.
He can't.
Not a yes or no.
Said no.
Will this building that you're proposing affect the height of the flow or the velocity of the flow that comes through Osborne Center? Can you answer that question?
Again, the building is designed to meet current flood standards and building codes, which incorporate flood studies from FEMA, which is what the flood map is based on. Right.
My question is, you can't answer yes or no.
I think he gave his answer.
It's not as simplistic as you laid out. It's just not personal.
I can't answer yes or no. It's going to affect flood heights, velocity, duration, rate of rise, or set of the transportation of flood waters in this area.
You can't keep going on
the same question 10 times.
I don't like the answer. You can argue at the end of the case what your position is.
I think he's given his answer as confessed that he can give it. You can rephrase it. He's got his answer. He's not going to give you a yes or no.
Exactly. Okay.
He's indicated he can't give you a yes or no. He's explained it. And, we get your point.
Flood heights and velocity duration. Let me ask, are you aware of whether any flood patterns will be affected by this design? Have you seen specifically a flood study done for this area, for Osborne and Center Street, that shows the volume, velocity, height of the flood?
No, I have not seen a flood study that specifically shows Osborne Street.
You're talking about other than the FEMA maps,
which is reflected on, which is a region of all the wide study. That does address for the velocity,
you base your on those.
The FEMA map is actually referenced. The elevation of the flood scroll. It's based on FEMA map, which is based on the flood studies. That's what it does.
When's the last time you actually saw a flood map on the street?
Have you ever seen flood
maps? I have a question.
You want to state your name for the record?
Murphy Anderson Mesa. Comments for the board first off.
You want to make a comment? Selling spread testimony, you're about to keep true.
Are you going to allow more?
Weeks. If you're making a comment.
This, I just want to ask, I have your attention. We'll be having questioning sessions. You can take a question from Mr. Rubiano that was interrupted last night because
yes.
The meeting was called. So we will go back to that. So these questions I'll direct to the engineer.
Okay.
First off, sir, you said that you're going to have a permit over here on your zone. Do you know that any kind of ground fault which you put there will eventually fill with sediment and then will not travel through the sea?
Well,
that's
we
just a secret of that. So you
don't testify facts, you're asking him questions. You did great on the first part of it. Let him answer.
How we propose the stone and as far as maintenance, it's the weeds and sediment, that's really the property.
no groundwater.
But no what?
Fabric?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can certainly amend the plans to add fabric.
Have you done any calculation studies?
They don't want that.
Since we're all saying the sand is still ready to recharge, I don't know, but in my, we're still sitting in the last.
Sir, see, what we, you're testifying, so I gotta swear you in if you're gonna say that. You're just asking questions, I'm good with it.
Okay, I'm just asking questions. If you recharge system, will it have water?
No. But what we propose is the pipe itself doesn't sit in sand. It will be surrounded by water and stone and wrapped in filter fabric, and then you'll have the sand on the other side. So that the sand doesn't like into the stone and subsequently into the.
But the sand is still what you're expecting to take the water away.
Yes.
So you would need a perk study.
For this side development, one's not required. What we are doing is based on the request of the board engineer to minimize your runoff.
Was my engineering. Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
Mr. Hodder, did you have anything to add? You could.
No. I have nothing else for you, Mr. Grant.
Okay. Got your next witness?
My architect.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to the board. I mean, it's a little bit after 10. I don't know if you want to start with the next witness. I'll leave it to the board, whatever.
We would have to allow.
Correct.
While the festival is fresh.
Yes.
Now, how long do you think your witness will be?
From your part.
My part, correct. I mean, 20 minutes.
Now that you guys allow me, that you're gonna need to close in on.
Right.
All that, or whatever, I mean, just really gonna be close to 11.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up to anyone else.
I agree with you.
Feel that? I said, I'll stay. I just want everybody to realize how long it'll last. No.
I think.
Yeah.
I definitely think so.
What do you want to say? Well, no.
One, and four.
Oh, sure.
Right, yeah, okay. So do we want to carry this to when, Candace?
It's going to be carried to February 12th.
Okay. And again, there will be no notice, members of public, February 12th. Again, you'll be able to ask questions of anybody that's testified and give your comments also. So if the testimony, you haven't asked questions and these new plans raise other questions.
It might be the only, so far that would be the only one.
Yeah, let's leave it the only.
Right now, they'd be the only.
If we want to, sure, it could be the only.
Oh, I think so, right there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You'd like to make it the only applicant. Oh, wait, we have a comment.
It's all the unit we can, you might have.
Conflict? Your witnesses are available, we just did. Oh, wait a minute, it's up to James.
I mean, I can bring my witness, but I mean, I know you said any witness would be available.
Well, if you're not going to end it, because I think it is only fair that, you know, that Mr. Lobiondo be open for questions based on the changes.
I have no objection.
Yeah, so I mean, if you don't want to think you're going to end it the next time, then it's okay if he's not. We'd have to carry it to another meeting for him. But you can get your other witnesses on if you want to do that. James, you just let us know You good with the 22nd? I mean, 12?
I'm just my first year. I'm not heated.
Okay, so what, members of the public, what would happen is, we're gonna carry it. Everybody wanna listen up? We're gonna carry it to the February 12th meeting. Mr. Lobiondo may not be available that meeting, his other witnesses will testify, but he will be then back for the following meeting for all the questioning, or whenever the next meeting would be after that. 26th of February or whatever, or in March. So just so you know, because I did tell you he'd be available, maybe not the next meeting, but the one after. Okay? February 12th, the other witnesses will testify. No further notice. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be fair at all.
No, I agree.
Here's the 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm giving you that.
Oh, thank you.